Many of the part-time workers at Market Basket are back on the job this week after the worker revolt that virtually shut down the company for over 6 weeks. The Tewksbury-based supermarket chain says it will be almost back to full operations by the coming weekend as workers restock shelves and savor their victory in the fight for control. Someone else is taking stock too: the Massachusetts labor movement. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch looks at the new model the Market Basket walkout has created for organized labor in the 21st century.
God bless you, God bless America, and God bless the labor movement. Thank you very much. Thank you.
At the annual Labor Day breakfast in Boston this week, there was one thing all the union members were talking about.
Everybody's been talking. It's just everywhere, Market Basket.
Dennis Irvin is with the United Steelworkers Union, Local 12012 in Melrose. He says Market Basket workers should be incredibly proud of what they accomplished. They not only won their chief demand to bring back their fired CEO, they also forced the owners to hand over their shares.
I've never seen anything like it, that's for sure. And they prevailed, which is even stranger. They took on this and forced these people to sell their shares to this one guy. It's amazing, totally amazing.
So amazing that Irvin says Market Basket would rank as one of the greatest accomplishments in union history in New England, a history lined with progressive milestones for child labor, the 8-hour workday, and safer workplace standards. But Market Basket is not making union history. Its workers are non-union. Many are anti-union.
And this company never needed or never will need a union. We're far stronger than that.
That's Joe Schmidt, a Market Basket operations supervisor who helped organize the 6-week-long worker protests. He says having a union would have gotten in the way of what workers wanted.
Just think of it. There's no union dues or union fees, and look what has been accomplished.
So how did Market Basket workers successfully organize without being unionized? For one, they used the internet instead of a standing organization with paid staff. With a website and social media, they rapidly planned rallies and protests. This also wasn't your standard strike, with workers pitted against management over benefits or working conditions. Managers joined rank-and-file workers in bringing down the company. Without experienced supervisors like Joe Schmidt, replacement workers brought in by the executive team didn't really know what to do. And one more thing, workers allied with management demanded the return of an executive.
That is something that is not covered by the National Labor Relations Act.
Kate Bronfenbrenner teaches labor relations at Cornell University. She says Market Basket workers wrote a new playbook, one that shows how outdated national labor law is, and one that shows the power of managers joining regular workers in collective action. Bronfenbrenner expects that to become more common across the country.
These companies are becoming so rich. This discrepancy and this gap has gotten so bad that even supervisors and managerial employees are saying, we want our fair share too.
But under current labor law, managers are not protected as labor. They can be fired if they walk off the job. And that's what happened to Market Basket supervisors such as Joe Schmidt. He says the grocery store chain is a special case.
The difference with this company is that it's a family company, and people aren't only co-workers, but they're also family members. So to be able to duplicate this in the modern business world, I think it'd be very difficult to find people as dedicated and loyal to a particular company as the people in this company, and I think that's the point.
That's the kind of solidarity that used to be the hallmark of labor unions. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.